Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
49 faces looked to him in triumph. Over the last 12 months, they had each taken turns and promoted his business for a week at a time, driving over $987,342 in revenue. What if you had a network of 50 centers of influence who promoted your business every week for a year? Grab your copy of the number one Amazon best-selling book, The Ultimate Guide to Growing Your Business with a Podcast, at 33% off the Amazon price by going to ultimatepodcastbook.com. Again, that website for 33% off the Amazon price is ultimatepodcastbook.com. Welcome to the podcast. This is your co-host, Seth Green, with my friend Zachary J. Radford of ProfitableAds.com and DirectResponseSecrets.com. Zachary is the host and copy editor of Direct Response Secrets, the first honest podcast in marketing, although I don't know, it depends on how far back you go. I would have said that mine was also honest. I don't know if I claim to be first. Also the best-selling author of Direct Response Secrets. Zachary, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, it's an absolute pleasure, Seth. Thanks for having me, brother.
All good. We do want people to go get the book, but I am going to ask you to go back in time and give us a short version of how you got started.
Yeah, so I remember being like 8 years old. I saw an infomercial and it literally sparked something inside of me. I went around and told everybody. It was basically like this MLM thing. And I got everybody super excited. I didn't make any money, long story short. And it was an absolute failure. But I was so surprised on the action that I was able to take. And I didn't even know what that was called until like later on in my 20s. And that was copywriting and that was direct response. And that's kind of how I got my start. I worked at one of the largest agencies here in Canada, created my agency, ProfitableAds.com. I've since switched over and started doing newsletters and working with great people, man. And that's the Cole's notes, man. And was it a smooth journey? Hell no. But we're here, we're standing, we're alive, and I'm excited about it.
All right. Well, you did a laser-focused version. That may have been the shortest, longest bio I've ever heard.
You said short, man. I delivered.
I wasn't expecting that concise. That's impressive. Yeah. So let's see. We're going to unpack some of that. So you're still standing. Talk to me about some of the adversities you had to overcome and what you learned from that.
Yeah. So over the last, I would say, since the agency, I came out with about approximately 10 different offers. Every offer has failed. It hasn't done very well. And the adversity is that I was just taking the same thing and I was just putting it into a new shape. And I don't know if you're a big believer in like something in plain sight sometimes, like as an entrepreneur, I saw something, but I just kept ignoring it for some reason. I don't know if it was my bias or what it was. And people kept coming to me and trying to get me to do that. I'm talking about newsletters and we kept talking and having this conversation and having this conversation. And so I whipped up an offer around creating newsletters and managing people, instantly took off. Like it's been a crazy couple of weeks. So what I've learned from that process is don't give up. Like just, you never know what is going to work. Now I've had success in the past and we've done millions of dollars for our clients and all this stuff. But I don't care how strong you are. If you get back to back to back to back to back failures, you're going to feel that. And I think as a human being, I've changed going through that process. My skin is much, much thicker and a no's a no. And I take it as a maybe and we'll see where it goes from there.
I can personally vouch for that fact. I tried to give Zachary a maybe. He would not accept it and just kept pushing forward, which I admire. Now, let's talk about some of that success that you've had, because you've worked with some of the household names in the industry, including folks who have been on that show. I'll let you name drop. Go for it. Let's talk a little bit about some of these successes that you've had.
Yeah. So just recently, last year I exited out of a company with Scott Alford. We did two newsletters. Those were were huge. And I have to give credit where credit is due. Scott saw something in my writing ability that I had not seen yet. I was posting consistently on Facebook. I was kind of in this limbo zone. I was running my agency and I just kept posting into the void. And he saw something. He's like, "Hey man, you want to come in and help me do this?" And I was like, I said no, like three times. I was like, "I don't think this is for me." And he's like, "It is, it is, it is." And man, was he right. So when somebody sees something and you jump on that, both of those newsletters, we've sent millions and millions of newsletters and we end up selling pieces of it. And it's been very, very good. I'm currently working with Ad Skills. We're revamping all of their newsletter and it's so amazing. And it doesn't feel like work for one second for me. And how crazy is that? And it's been in front of me this whole time. So I've just been able to leverage that. So I'm working with AdSkills. I'm in talks with some huge people like Seth here. I'm going to try to bug him and try to close a deal still. But literally so much so, I met with somebody yesterday and they quit their job. I told them my idea and my everything. They're like, "I'm going to quit my job and I'm going all in to help you solve this and grow." So it's a powerful, that's the power of ideas. And that I would say that's my strength right now is getting people excited about newsletters, implementing them and stop sending terrible, terrible emails. So
awesome. So let's talk about, for example, the work you did with Scott, growing those newsletters to millions of subscribers. What were some of the most important lessons you learned in that process?
Yeah. So we were getting millions of opens and the subscriber list, I think in total was about 120,000. What's unique about those lists and which gave me a lot of excitement is that this is the most sophisticated market on the planet. These are all marketers and like consuming content to the extreme max. And what I really learned is that what I take for granted, so like the content that I'm like, that's a no-brainer, you have to have that, is not so much a no-brainer for everybody. So even the basics of things that you think nobody would really care about, they actually do and they become very, very valuable. So my book that I've written, it's just all the basics that I've learned over my time getting to where I was. And people are like, "This is an amazing book." I'm like, "Great. Okay. Where else can I do that?" I'm doing that in my podcast, which is another leverage point. I'm doing that. I did that for Scott. And I had some like amazing marketers reaching out to me being like, "I didn't know this one piece. And there's one piece that I was missing." And I was like, "Oh, cool." And in my mind, I'm like, everybody should know this or they do know this. And so my biggest takeaway is that we are really close to the problem, I would say, as the expert. And take a step back and look at what you're doing and look at the value that you're providing for people and know that not everybody's at that level or in that thought process and share that stuff. So that was the biggest aha moment that I had working with Scott.
That's awesome. And I agree 100%. I've had to learn that lesson multiple times is that you need to meet people where they are.
Yes.
And to quote from your book, obviously, which is paraphrasing Caples, you got to participate in the conversation going on in their head.
100%.
100%. Now, you were working at an agency, you ran your own, and now explain kind of your epiphany moment that kind of has led to your newsletter All In Pivot.
Yeah. So epiphany is a funny word, but it's more like a dragging and screaming. Like I didn't want to do the newsletters with Scott. And it's not that I didn't want to work with Scott. Scott's absolutely amazing. And I love everything that he was doing. I just had this fear that I wasn't going to be good enough to actually live up to that. And it's been like this gradual epiphany. Cause then we got the first one up. It worked. We got the second one up. It worked. And then we started doing more and we're getting this feedback and I'm in this feedback loop of like, good, 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 good. And what I love about the newsletter business is that it compounds like nothing I've ever seen before. Like even if you're doing like 1% tweaks every single time you send a newsletter, it just gets better. By the end of the year, it's a totally different thing and you're getting the response that you want, the open rates and all that stuff. So I may have lost the total bit of your question there, but like that's the nuts and bolts is that I've built confidence and competency, I guess, around this skill. And whether I like it or not, I'm good at it. And I've tried to not be like, I've tried to like not do this, but it just keeps coming back to me and it's working. And I'm excited about that. As I grow as a human being, I'm always trying to think of like, have that sense of awareness. And like, this is now that I see it is big and it's glaring, but I went 2 or 3 years without noticing it. So it's very eye-opening to me. So that was kind of the epiphany, is like, why am I beating a dead horse over here when I could be building something new and great over here? And I will not go back to beating that dead horse anymore. So that's right.
Well, congratulations on the epiphany and the evolution.
Thank you.
So for our folks who maybe haven't gotten bit by the newsletter bug, what is your definition of a newsletter, and why do you think this is where the puck is going, and why are you so excited about it?
It is leverage at the end of the day, and every business needs leverage. If you look at all the service providers in the world, and or even product type businesses, it gets commoditized. What media does is it gives you leverage. And if you have leverage, you can go one to many, gives you authority. It gives you all of these unknown benefits that I was unaware of until I was in that position. You get invited to go places without even like in closing deals, without even trying to do that. And it's really, really cool. I think the ball's going there because the consumer's getting smarter, right? Like this drop shipping from Alibaba, that whole scene, and everybody's got a marketing agency in their mom's basement. Like, that's not going to fly. They have to become media companies or they're going to get destroyed, essentially, or eaten up or bought. Because how else can we have conversations? Why I get excited about it is it's like product placement. It's the best version of product placement. And I just had somebody was like, how could I do this about a dump trailer company? You know, whatever you're saying, whatever you're selling, this is not going to work. I was like, awesome. That's a great example. So what do you sell? He's like, we sell these dump trucks. And I was like, okay, or dump trailers rather. I was like, awesome. He's like, I'd like to see you come up with 52 ideas to write about these. And I was like, okay, what about the people that use them? What type of businesses do they have? And then he's quiet. And he's like, what do you mean? And I was like, well, we're not writing for the trailers. We're writing for the people behind.
Yeah.
Do they have businesses? Do they have goals? Do they have aspirations in a heartbeat? Because if they do, we can talk to them. And that was like the epiphany in his mind was like, oh, wait a minute. I am selling a commodity. Well, I'm positioning myself as a commodity, but really there's so much more to this, and I can rise above my competition and create something that stands out, gets attention. And I call them impact letters because you get that impact, and that makes sense.
That is awesome. For our folks watching and listening, let's talk a little bit, if I'm allowed to, about what your new newsletter offer kind of entails.
Yeah. So I want to take experts, and this can work for pretty much any business, but my goal is to work with experts that have an existing email list that is sitting there and not being fully utilized, and help them leverage that to create a 6 or 7 figure asset by building out a newsletter. And this can mean renaming it. This could be positioning it in a new way. And what my company does is we do it without you having to lift a finger, and we help you make sure that it pays for itself. So there's no cost to this. Because what I see, and it's no disrespect to anybody sending emails, but they're garbage. A lot of them are garbage. And I can say that confidently because I've seen behind a bunch of them. And the reason is that it's an afterthought. As entrepreneurs, we're so busy creating the thing, working with the customer, getting all these things done. And then you have the, oh, shoot, I got to send an email. That's what I call, oh, shoot, got to send an email. And then that, oh, shoot, that's what you get. And essentially what I'm helping experts do is that they're spending millions of dollars on online advertising, acquiring these customers, but then they just sit in this list that are kind of dormant and not really utilized. And if they are utilized, we're just sending sales emails. I want to change that conversation because, as you know, Seth, and I know, the market isn't ready. Like 98% of the market isn't ready today to buy your stuff, but they will be at some point in time. And if you create something that's interesting and helpful and actionable for them, they will open and they will read that on a regular basis. Not only that, if you want to get deeper on the psychology stuff, they almost get addicted to it because it's like hits of dopamine. And the way that we write our newsletters is they're very highly actionable and they drive a lot of results for the people that are reading them. And in marketing terms, they get status by opening our newsletter because they get information that they wouldn't necessarily be able to get anywhere else unless they want to Google and go down a rabbit hole, which we do for them essentially. And that's the offers that we kind of come in and we handle all that process for them, and we help them win. So leveraging the asset.
That is awesome. For our folks who are watching and listening and want to learn more about that, where is the best place for them to go to learn about the newsletter offer, get the book, the podcast, and all things Zachary?
Yes. So you can go to Direct Response Secrets or you can go to ProfitableAds.com. I have a contact form there if you want to reach me, or you can just email me directly at zach@ProfitableAds.com. And the book is GetDRSBook.com. Check it out. And I will put something together special for your listeners as well. I'll make sure that Seth has the link and all that great stuff. But yeah, thanks for having me, man.
Awesome. We will put that link in the show notes. We greatly appreciate it. Yes, we are in discussions to be working with Zachary on the newsletter side, and we greatly appreciate his time and expertise. I was also recently a guest flipping the mic on his show, so make sure you go check out all of his episodes. Zachary, yes. Thanks again for joining us.
Hey, appreciate you, man.
Thanks, everybody, for watching or listening. We'll talk to you or see you next time.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.